This is the moment President Obama's supporters and his opponents have been waiting for. Online health exchanges launch tomorrow around the country. They're websites where people can one-stop shop for coverage from private insurance companies. WNYC's Fred Mogul joins us now to bring us up today. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning, Sotirios.
So, you know, opponents of Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act have been warning that the state exchanges will be a train wreck. What can you tell us about how ready these websites will be?
Well, the president and his supporters at the state level have been trying to manage expectations. They're saying surely there will be glitches and bumps in the road at first. Already several states have postponed parts of the program. The federal government has postponed some really big things. It's generated some headlines, the large employer mandate, the small business sign up in the 36 federally run exchanges. You know, the technology is complicated. In those cases, it's just not there yet. At the local level, we'll have to see. These are very complicated systems. The state government needs to communicate with the federal government and the IRS and private insurance companies. A few weeks ago, I spoke with the head of the New York system, Donna Frescatore. She said things are being put through the test, and they're doing all right. She at that point, would have given them a B, but she said they were steadily improving and would absolutely be ready tomorrow.
And what about in New Jersey? New Jersey is one of those states that's going to be federally run, right?
Right. Governor Christie declined to create his own state exchange. Only a third of the states roughly did. So as a result, we know even less. Washington has been playing its cards close to its vest. Of course, federal health officials have said we'll absolutely be ready on the first, but there have been these little postponements and rollbacks.
Okay, so let's go over how exactly these exchanges will work. I mean, there's been a lot of talk about it, but I think a lot of people are still confused.
Yeah, they absolutely are, and I think they will be. They just need to go online. It's called New York State of Health here. You really can just put in your state and health exchange, and more or less you will pull up that site. You have to be careful for some phantom sites, actually. But it will look a little bit like there'll be a lot of information, a little bit at the end of the day, like in Orbitz or a Travelocity. You're comparing different plans, and you got to really kind of spend some time in it, comparing apples and apples, finding out how much things cost. You plug in your income, your household size, where you're located, your age, and it tells you what the options are. It also will generate a subsidy if you're eligible for a subsidy. If you make roughly up to $45,000 for an individual, 90-some-odd thousand for a family of four. And the less income you have, the more generous a subsidy you get, and you just have to get in there and play with it.
And, you know, it is in the end called the Affordable Care Act. Will this be affordable for people?
Well, you know, that will be tough to see. Prices will go down in some places and up in other places. Overall, in New York, it's expected to come down, but a lot of this will be based on the plans themselves. So you look at a platinum, a gold, a silver, a bronze plan. The more expensive they are, the more you pay up front, the less you'll pay on the back end. And also, again, there are these subsidies. They're supposed to cap how much you spend. If you're very poor, they're supposed to only have you spending about 2 or 3 or 4% of your income. If you're still somewhat poor enough to qualify for a subsidy, you know, you could pay up to 9 or 10% of your income.
So if prices do go down like they're supposed to, will quality suffer?
Well, of course, they're not supposed to. But in many cases, to save money, the networks of providers will be limited. Again, this is something people will have to look at very closely. Two of the plans in New York State actually are being created by hospitals themselves, which is novel. North Shore LIJ in Long Island and much New York City. The New York City Public Hospital System is creating its own system, and that will very much limit what providers you can go to. So we'll just have to wait and see.
All right. Thanks so much, Fred.
Thanks, Sotirios.
WNYC's Fred Mogul. For more information, go to our healthcare explainer at WNYC.org.